Blog Talk Radio.
Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tapped dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, life in bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Praise, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Yeah, yeah, welcome, welcome to D Hour Show in the building. Once again, it's your boy D Slate. We get down on this lovely Tuesday, December 4th. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now in December, home of the holidays, home of Christmas. We got New Year's coming up, the brand new year. There's some individuals out there who tend to perceive that we might not be going past December, you know, the whole 2012 deal. Well, you know, we will be discussing that tonight. Absolutely, we're gonna touch on that tonight and our thoughts about that, and you know, and everything what's going on with that. And you know, we got some hits for you guys tonight. No special interviews for you guys tonight, but we get it in anyway on a Tuesday spot. You already know, D Slate. Got my boy Leo in the building. CK should be coming in with us in a little bit. But, yeah, we're getting it in tonight. We may have some real men talking for you guys tonight. Absolutely. You know we got to bring that to you. Got to bring it to you. And all the hits, all the independent up-and-coming artists and your favorite celeb hits will be playing that tonight. And also, Dean Slay has a few Christmas selections that we'll be playing tonight as well. We will be playing Christmas songs for you guys throughout the month of December on the D-Hour Network, just getting in and helping everybody get into the Christmas spirit and, you know, just, you know, helping everybody love, you know, and just enjoy the Christmas spirit and enjoy time with family and just be able to feel and understand what it's all about. And, you know, just wanting people to be happy around the holidays. I know it's just, you know, this can be a tough time of the year for some individuals, but we just want people to feel the Christmas love. And we're going to bring that to you, you know, hopefully, on the D-Hour Network, D-Slate, getting in. It's the Tuesday spot. Got my man Leo in the building. Leo, what's good, bro?
Everything all right. Holiday times for me is like it hasn't been the same since I was a child. Of course, as you get older, things begin to change. I'm trying to find that holiday spirit again, so I feel like the Grinch a little bit. But it's always something I crave for. So hopefully I can create that, you know, throw up some lights, play some Jackson 5 Christmas soundtrack, maybe a little bit of Luther, maybe that'll spice things up.
I got two or three Christmas jams for you tonight. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to to get you in a little bit. You know, sometimes when someone wants you to walk through the door of happiness, sometimes it takes a little while for you to just walk through the door. So, you know, sometimes you may have to pull the keys out your pocket. You may have to take a look at the keys and be like, let me see if I can find the key to the door. You know,
right.
You know, once you find the key, then you have to decide to walk over to the door, put the key in, unlock it, and walk right through the door of happiness. So, you know, we're gonna start cats off with baby steps. Right now, we want you to look for your keys. That's what we want you to do right now. We're gonna play some of this. We're gonna play some Christmas music throughout the show, you know, and we want you to look for your keys before you walk through the door of happiness and feel the Christmas spirit, you know. So we're gonna do a little bit of that. We're gonna do a little bit of that.
Technically, you know, Christmas is supposed to hit soon as you leave your Thanksgiving dinner. That's
exactly.
When Christmas is supposed to hit right there and there and just bow. It ain't do that for
you know. Well, you know, some cats, a lot of families, you know, that's around the time a lot of families tend to put up the Christmas decorations and the Christmas trees. It's right after Thanksgiving, right after Dad cut the turkey, and right after he unbuttoned that button on his pants, and he's sitting on the TV with his hands in his pants, talking about, damn, that was good. Yeah, that was a good dinner. Boom. The kids is putting up the Christmas decoration, the trees going up, boom, that's when everybody's trying to get into the Christmas spirit. Dad's just trying to relax and enjoy Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
He's just trying to enjoy the fruits of his labor, you know, for the Thanksgiving holiday, and boom, here come Christmas just creeping on in. It's just creeping on in. You know, so we're going, and also, sometime throughout the month we're gonna discuss, you know, some of my favorite, you know, Christmas times growing up, you know, some of the things we got for Christmas that we was, you know, that was great, you know. As the closer we get to New Year's, we'll be talking about New Year's resolutions, or as I like to call it, my New Year's revolution, you know, because it's not going to be a resolution, it's going to be a revolution. You know, for the coming year, and just some of the things that people feel like, and we may bring up some of that today, some of the things that, you know, everybody wants to get into, one thing that we want to do for the coming year, or thing, you know, something we might want to change or accomplish for the coming year. You know, some people out there believe that they may not be a coming year, but you know, we have some thoughts about that. Me and Elio, you know, and we'll be discussing that tonight. Everybody's fear of the whole 2012 deal and what we think about that, and and it's just crazy. It's just kind of ridiculous. You know, I got some news, some crazy news out there. I'll be definitely sharing with you guys throughout the show, and hits. You know, we definitely play the hits as always, all the time. So sit back and relax. Don't go nowhere. If you are a hip hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, if you're a poet, you like to be on the show, you like us to play your music on the show, you want to get a little airplay, there's nothing wrong with that. All you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also look us up on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Definitely. And also, for the month of December, we have a special going on right now for advertisement. If you like to advertise your business or your website and you want to advertise it on our network, we have a special right now, $25 for a week, and we will advertise your business or your website, $25 for the week. That's you know, for if you created the commercial spot, then we'll definitely do that. If you want to just write the script, and you would like us to say, or you would like us to record the commercial spot, then it's $35 for the week. Now, we definitely have that special going on right now. So if you want to advertise your business on the network, on the D Hour Network, all you have to do is email us dhourshow@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get the details to you. And definitely jump on that. You know, that's a nice little special we got going on right now for those who want to advertise their business or their website. So definitely hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com. If you want to chit-chat with us, listen to the show right now, www.blogtalkradio.com/dhourshow. Log into the chat room, getting it in the chat room, as well as just give us a call, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Definitely give us a call and get it in with us. Real Men Talking, going to be talking tonight. We're going to be discussing several things throughout the show. We don't have the normal, our normal just get it in format tonight. You know, our boy CK may be joining us tonight. He may not, but, you know, hopefully he'll get a chance to get it in with us tonight. But you can damn sure best believe Real Men going to be talking tonight. So just get ready for it. D Slay, Leo, it's time to get it in right now. We got some music for you guys when we come back. I may have some crazy news for you. Just get ready for that. But we got hits for you guys. We're going to start it off with my man Bobby Caldwell. We all know the blue-eyed soul singer himself. With his hit single, everybody knows it, What You Won't Do for Love, right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's go, everybody. Don't go nowhere. We're coming back.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Tuesday Spot. In effect, once again, getting it in, playing the hits. Told you guys I was going to try to help you feel the Christmas spirit, help you walk through that door, help you look for your keys. That was my man Al Green with I'll Be Home for Christmas. Before that, we had the blue-eyed soul singer himself, Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. All the hits, getting it in, Tuesday Spot. It's hot, you already know. D. Slade in the building. Got my man L.E.O. chilling. L.E.O. was good.
Not so much. Yeah, that definitely did crack the door for me. Just a little tad bit. I think you need to go on just a little bit more than that door.
Oh, I'm going to go in. I got you, bro. I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in for you. I got some smooth for you, but I'm going to play that in a little bit. I got something for you. We gotta talk about this.
We're gonna escalate to it.
Oh yeah, I got something for you. I wanna read it to you, man, and also the audience that's listening right now. Criticism of Dutch Black Pete tradition grows in Amsterdam. Foreigners visiting the Netherlands in winter are often surprised to see the Dutch version of Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus. The helpers have their faces painted black, wear afro wigs, and have thick red lips. In short, a racist caricature of a black person. The overwhelming majority of Dutch are fiercely devoted to the holiday tradition of Zwarte Piet, whose name means black Pete. And in this, he's a harmless fictional figure who doesn't represent any race. But a growing number of questioning whether Zwarte Piet should be given a makeover or banished from the holiday scene, seeing him as a blight on the nation's image as a bulwark of tolerance. There is more of a opposition to Zwarte Piet than you may think, says Jessica Silversmith, director of Regional Anti-Discrimination Bureau for Amsterdam. She said that historically, her office received only one or two complaints per year, but the number jumped to more than 100 last year and will escalate much further this year. It's not only Antillians or Surinamers who are complaining, she said, referring to people descended from the former Dutch colonies that once traded in slavery. It's all kinds of Dutch people. There are various versions of the history of St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas in Dutch, and Zwarte Piet, who made his debut as an African servant in 1850 book. Nobody is against the Sinterklaas celebration or is calling people who celebrate it racist, says Silversmith, but it's time to consider whether this is offensive, whether there actually are racist ideas underlying Zwarte Piet. The debut, the debate comes after a decade in which the Dutch have rolled back many aspects of their famed tolerance policy, in which anti-immigrant sentiment has risen sharply. Zwarte Piet is frequently defended as part of Dutch culture heritage, and those who don't like it are often bluntly invited to leave the country. Many Dutch say Piet's black face derives from the soot he picked up climbing down chimneys to deliver presents, although that hardly explains the frizzy hair and the big lips. Mm. What you think, bro?
Honestly, I think it's been developers' tradition. I don't see a reason to complain about that now, unless it's throwing out a negative connotation, you know, towards the black race, which I don't see that happening, and they're using it to signify a holiday time as their rendition of Saint Nick. I don't see it being a bad thing.
You know, and I think the question that really looms overhead is, how many brothers and sisters is in the Netherlands? You know what I'm saying? How many black people or how many brothers and sisters is in the Netherlands? So if you were getting one or two complaints a year, was it by black people? You know, or is it by people who may be friends with blacks or who may be related to some or have some in a family that are offended by the image, but they're saying that the black face comes from him, the soot getting on his face in the chimneys. But I do agree with, okay, and that can be taken into account, but how can you explain the red lips and the frizzy hair? I mean, the Afro-like hair. So you're trying to say when a person goes up a chimney that they get black stuff on their face, which I do agree, but you're trying to say that their lips turn red and big, and their hair turns into an afro?
Okay.
I mean,
when was this derived? Is there a date on that?
Say that again, bro?
Is there a date on when this was, like, created and come to be? Because, you know, it's I don't know, because if it's something more recent that's been created, then yeah, I'll take offense to it. Like during the time of, you know, the segregation, the whole thing with the black painted faces with the big lips, the whole bamboozle type face, then I can raise something. But if it's like something that's been going on since the beginning of the time, it's just hard for me to, you know, really express, you know, hatred or any negativity towards it. It's hard. It's hard to say. Do you have a date on that?
Actually, I don't. I'm gonna look up the date for Zuarte Piet and I'll let you know when the date was on that.
Okay. But
I just, you know what, bro? I gotta say this. I think that, again, you know, I do agree that, you know, with the red lips and the Afro light hair, that is kind of suspect. But again, I pose the question. I mean, how many brothers and sisters is living in the Netherlands? So, I mean, if they have quite a few that lives out there, then, you know, I feel like, okay, yeah, if there is racist connotations, then okay, morally it's wrong. But if it's really not, then I mean, and I'd like to know, you know, who's truly complaining about it. I mean, if it's been going on for a long time, you know, like you said, mm-hmm. it could be a tradition. But I think, you know, these days, I agree, and I've heard this on television and other radio stations and different things like that. When you know, a lot of people have stated that they think that human beings today are really sensitive. You know, mm-hmm. They said that human beings are a lot more sensitive in this day and age than we were before. you know, a lot of things have come to light, you know, court cases and just different crazy things have come up. So a lot of people are really sensitive these days about things that are being said and things that are being put out there and being commercialized. So I think a lot of people are really taking offense to a lot of different things. And if it's not brothers and sisters that are complaining about it, then I do commend some of those individuals, you know, or other races that are offended by that, by the whole blackface, you know, blackface, red lip, you know, Afro imagery from Black Pete. But like I said, if it's a tradition, and if there's truly no racist connotation behind it, then okay, you know what? Let's just enjoy the holidays and keep it moving.
Yeah, I must agree. I didn't know what angle you were taking on when you were saying about how many, you know, black people are in the Netherlands, because that does play an effect. That does play an effect, because maybe it's, I don't know how populated it is with Africa, because it may not be populated that much, and those two may be the two that complain.
That's real. Another thing real quick, bro, I know you heard about the tragedy with the Kansas City chief linebacker Javon Belcher.
Yeah.
Well, basically, there's some new information that was uncovered. The Kansas City Star has uncovered the details of the events that led Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher to murder Cassandra Perkins, his 22-year-old girlfriend and mother of 3-month-old daughter, before taking his own life in front of GM Scott Pioli and head coach Romeo Cromell and linebackers coach Gary Gibbs at Chiefs headquarters on Saturday. According to the report, the couple had argued over relationship and financial issues for months before the tragic events unfolded on Saturday. The Chiefs were aware of the off-field issues that their 25-year-old linebacker was having and were bending over backwards to help Belcher. Police Sergeant Richard Sharp said the couple argued early Saturday morning after Perkins attended a Trey Songz concert and had drinks with friends. While Belcher reportedly partied in Kansas City's Power and Light District on Friday night, according to the Associated Press, police found Belcher asleep in his car outside an apartment building at nearly 3 a.m. Belcher said he was there to visit his girlfriend, but she wasn't home. After police determined that Belcher had no warrants, he made a phone call and was let into the building by a woman. According to the AP report, Belcher stayed at the apartment until 6:30 a.m. Upon his arrival back at his home, Belcher and Perkins argued again, with Belcher's mother hearing her son say something along the lines of, "You can't talk to me like that," before pulling the trigger. Now, from the Kansas City Star, it says, seconds after fatally shooting his longtime girlfriend, Kansas City Chief linebacker Javon Belcher learned leaned over her in their master bedroom, said he was sorry and kissed her on the forehead. His mother, who heard gunfire as she stood in the kitchen, rushed to her son's bedroom and watched his remorseful goodbye. But Belcher apologized to his mother, kissed his 3-month-old daughter, and fled his rented home in the 5400 block of Chrysler Avenue in his Bentley. Now, the report goes on to state that Belcher drove 5 miles to the team's headquarters, where he met Pioli in the parking lot. Belcher exulted his vehicle with a gun pointed at his head and told Pioli that he had killed his girlfriend. Belcher, who signed with the Chiefs as an undrafted free agent out of University of Maine, thanked Pioli for all he had done for him and asked that he and owner Carl Hunt look after his daughter. Pioli and Cromell attempted to dissuade Belcher from committing suicide, but as police closed in, Belcher reportedly said, "I got to go. I can't be here," before kneeling down behind a vehicle, making the sign of the cross, and firing a single bullet into his head.
Wow.
First of all, first and foremost, man, I want to say prayers and condolences go out to the Belcher family, also to the Perkins family, and also to their 3-month-old daughter, who won't get a chance to know her parents. It's really tragic to see something like this happen, and you know, not knowing how deep and how detailed the problems were that he was having. I think it's a shame, though, bro, because, you know, he's a 25-year-old young brother, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
25 years old. I truly think it's a crime for a young man or a young woman to stress so badly that it comes down to something like that, and they resort to something like that because they're stressed so badly. I really don't think a young man, a young woman should even be going through any type of stress like that. Just enjoying life and trying to live life and trying to live as long as you can. You know, I know there's I know people have a lot of problems, you know, with finance and different things like that. That's probably one of the biggest marriage killers. I don't know, and it kind of raises the question of, you know, what kind of contract did he have with the Chiefs? You know, what was his salary like? Why was he having financial problems like that? Or was it more involved with what was going on with his relationship with his girlfriend? It's so many loopholes in what happened. But I just want to say that, you know, for all the young cats out there, don't let anything stress you out like that. You know, don't let anything get you to the point where, you know, you're willing to take your life or anybody else's life. It's not that bad, especially for a young cat. You got plenty of time to get your life in order and plenty of time to fix whatever the situation is. And be an adult about it, and don't think that you got to do anything by yourself. If you need help, ask for help. You know,
right.
I'm pretty sure there's lots of individuals, family and friends that love you, that will try to help you and get you to where you need to be. So don't let stress take you there. You know, plain and simple with that statement, don't let stress take you there. I don't know what you think, bro.
This is real deep. First and foremost, my heart definitely goes out to that 3-month-old. That's definitely going to be hard coming up. One thing I do think, just reading the forecast of this whole situation, and just put my input in on it. No disrespect to anything. I'm not taking anything away from the situation. It just seems a little bit deeper than that. And as a man, being a part of a team, because he was a football team, and I just know groups in general and that nature, they tend to stick close. And I know people notice, you know, certain changes with them and things like that, to sort of know the gist of what someone's going through. But I'm pretty sure if it was finances, he could have reached out for. If anybody, his coach, which he went to to execute himself when he committed suicide. It's people that he could have went to as far as finance is concerned. It just makes me think that it was something more deep than that. I know he didn't want to kill his wife. It's just like it was something life-threatening that he wanted to escape from. And I just don't – that's not enough for me to go off. Finance is not enough to go for me. I think it's deeper than that. And
I
think
– You know what, Elio, I agree with you, bro. I think that I really don't – it's hard for me to wrap my mind around that happening because of finance, you know, because of finances, different thing like that. I truly do think that I truly do agree with you that there was something deeper going on that maybe family and friends just didn't want to divulge or discuss. But I do agree. I think that it was really a deeper, a bigger picture behind what happened, and understandably so. If you know, definitely, if the family and friends just really didn't want to bring that up in the press, I could absolutely understand that.
Sure.
But with it being put out there in the media, and so many fans, and so many you know, Kansas City Chiefs fans, and just football fans in general, and just regular, you know, good-hearted people who's come across this story, of course, it's people got a lot of questions and just really wondering, truly in their mind, wondering what really happened, what pushed his brother to kill him and his girlfriend and allow their daughter to grow up with no parents.
Right.
You know, allow their daughter to grow up without her her biological parents. You know, I truly do believe that God has a plan for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a plan, there's a life plan mapped out for everybody, and why those two were taken early. There could truly be a reason behind it, you know, just on a biblical level. But again, I just my heart really goes out I agree with you. My heart really goes out to the little girl who's not going to get a chance to know her biological parents. And like I said before, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, and then sort of like, and or understand what really went on, and hopefully the truth will come through. I mean, we don't need it as a public, but that daughter does. That daughter needs to know exactly what went on, and you know that her two parents did in fact love her, because you know not growing up with one parent is hard enough, but growing up with both, not to. You need that. You need that nurture. You need that guidance. You need that person. And, you know, it's you need both rounds of the table to succeed through life. Now, whoever's going to step up and be that person, then kudos to them. But you know, just to biologically be with your parents, the ones that birthed you. You know, that child needed that, and it can't have that now, and that's saddening. For that to happen, I extremely like when I first heard this story and I heard that they had a 3-month-old, I'm like, wow. But
exactly.
You know, it's got to be deeper than that. And then even just to take your wife, your lady, the lady that birthed your child, that's hard enough. So you know it had to be deeper than that. because she's worth more than anything in the world. Before your daughter got here, she was worth more than anything in the world for you to choose to have a child with her. You know, and she had worth to you, and that probably was more than money. So I just don't buy the finances. You can't trade that for nothing.
That's real. That's real. But again, ladies and gentlemen, prayers definitely go out from us, from myself, Leo, and the D'Hour family. Prayers definitely go out to the Belcher family and the Perkins family, and definitely to their three month old daughter. May they find peace in this whole situation, and just be able to get it behind them and try to move on with their lives, and you know, try to go on without having to remember something so tragic. So definitely prayers go out to them. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the time is 7:45 Mountain Standard Time, 9:45 Eastern. We're getting ready to go into some more hits when we come back. Definitely Real Men going to be talking. Time for Real Men to get talking when we get back. And a little later, Leo and myself will be discussing the end of the world, 2012. We all won't make it past December. Really, really,
really.
Yeah, we'll be discussing that a little later, so get ready for that, because Real Men going to be talking about that one, too. But right now, we got some hits for you guys. I got a nice little triple play for you right here on the D-Hour Show, the Tuesday spot. D-Slay Leo, the brothers of the D-Hour Show, getting it in. This is my man, Sean Don, where y'all don't want it, right here on the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
This shit don't matter what you did yesterday, motherfucker. This is what you doing today. You really want it? Niggas talking about how they was doing they bitch then. What the fuck you doing right now? Step your dick up, nigga. Let's go. I got an ear for eloquence, tongue dipped in unvarnished truth. When I step in the booth and lay it down, for years I done polished the sound. Went from nice to legendary style, very new. What's up now? I'm writing like I got something to prove, and this is true. All you rappers against man got something to lose. Watch you eat for a while, sooner than an Ethiopian child. Now I'm coming after your food. Earned a rep in many places, solidify the name. Teams with them phases and everything changed. Set the precedent with high level lyricism. Kept heads turning like they needed exorcism. Now every last front I swallow jism. And you can see the critics getting criticized for their criticism. Make way for this brand new nigga over here. New flavor in your ear. This is bland over there, kid.
I'm just too strong for you.
I'm just too strong for you. Like a mirror.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back, giving love like we do right here on the Tuesday spot on the D-Hour Show, doing it, playing the hits. That was the Jackson 5 with Give Love on Christmas Day. Then you heard Case featuring Joe with Faded Pictures and my man Sean Don. We y'all don't
yo,
win.
Yo, D, that did it. That did it.
Come on, Elio. Hello, hey, but you know what? I ain't finished, though, bro. I got one more for you. I got one more for you tonight. This going to be the one. This definitely going to be the one. But, yeah, I thought that would definitely help you find your keys. I figured that would help you find
I think I know what you're going to play, too. I ain't going to say it. I think I know what you're going to play.
But no doubt. I got you. I definitely got you. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, is a segment that we do on Tuesdays. We like to call it Real Men Talking. You know, we don't have our brother CK, you know, with us right now, but me and Leo definitely going to get it in for you guys. Definitely Real Men Talking, one of our new and really good segments on Tuesdays that we like to get it in. Leo, myself, CK, we definitely consider ourselves real men, and we definitely like to discuss certain topics on, you know, love, relationships, and different things like that. So Real Men Talking, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get the talk on. I think I'm gonna pose it first, Leo. There was a question posed for Real Men Talking. The question was regarding men. Is there really two different kinds of cheaters, or is there ultimately just only one kind of cheater?
I'm going to say, technically speaking, cheating is cheating, but I not necessarily understand, but I can see the rounds what this person is getting at. The physical and mental. You could be physically cheating, and you could be mentally cheating. Some do it at the same time. Now, as far as mentally cheating is concerned, is your mind being elsewhere, your heart being elsewhere, you're verbally engaging with this person in an intimate way, whereas though that your mind has left your current relationship, and your heart is elsewhere, your direction is swayed, your energy is shifted from one person to the next, because that energy, that lust, that love that you have for your person in the current relationship is that ball of energy that's being shifted elsewhere. Now, physical, that's you physically stepping out and taking that next step, pursuing what you want. The kissing, the touching, the having sex, the whatever you want to call it, everything physical that you would do with someone else outside that relationship. And then, like I said, some people do both, the physical and mental, and that's when your relations, your current relationship is basically come to abrupt. Like it's not necessarily no longer, but you made that decision to move on. That's my spin on it. The mental and physical is two separate, but all cheating is cheating to me.
You know what, Leo, bro, I agree with you absolutely. I think my take on it is that I think that there are two different kinds of cheaters. I do feel that there are. And I say this, cheater number one is the individual who truly do love the person that they're with, who truly is in love with the person that they're with. But there's some things that's going on in that relationship that individual was not getting, okay? Now, this individual may have or may not have talked to their significant other and said, hey, look, man, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? You know, you're not doing this. I'm not getting this from you, or whatever the case may be. And maybe they have tried to talk to them and still wasn't getting what they were missing. Okay, and how that happens is that, you know, if you're at work or, you know, talking to friends or let's say even in a work environment, you know, and let's say there's somebody else who's feeling this person at work, they're going to see the tension and, you know,
for those individuals that don't care about what relationship they're in and they just want you for themselves, they're going to try their best to put a monkey wrench in the whole operation. You know, they're going to throw subtle hints out there, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, he or she shouldn't be doing that to you and different things like that, and that's a damn shame, and I wouldn't do that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to jump right on board with cheating at first. You know, this is still cheater number one. That's not saying that the cheater is going to jump on it right at first. The cheater might be thinking like, man, that's a nice little offer, but I'm not going to do that. And then goes home and still tries to fix whatever they're missing or get whatever they're missing from their significant other. And for some reason, they're still not getting it. At this point, they pissed off. They go back. The person that wants them is really just working the monkey wrench, just working it on the machine. You know, and
right.
Now at this point, the cheater is upset. They're like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And on that aspect, it's important to talk to, you know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. It's important to talk to them about what they're missing. If there's something they're not getting or missing or whatever the case may be, then, it needs to be worked out. And regarding marriage, a lot of times, you know, sex is usually the issue, especially with men. Sex is usually the issue when, you know, with their wives not giving it to them. And for those individuals that are out there that don't know, I don't have the scripture right offhand, but it's inscribed in the Bible, okay? It's inscribed in the Holy Bible that a husband and wife are not supposed to deny each other.
Right.
They're not supposed to deny each other. If your husband or your wife wants some affection, wants some loving, it is your responsibility to give it to them. Because when you don't, then you tempt them to go elsewhere. So if you don't want them to be tempted to go elsewhere, it's your duty to give them the love and affection that they're missing, because that's what you signed up for when you got married.
Right.
That's what you signed up for. Now, the second cheater, there's no big speech. There's no big definition. The second cheater is just the individual who can't get enough of being with different people. Okay? This man can't just be with one woman. He got to be with different women. This woman can't just be with one man. She got to be with different men. That right there is just your average cheater who just can't get enough of being with different people. So, yes, there are two different cheaters.
Solid. See, I didn't look at it in that room, but I can see that being the two. Yeah. So you ready for mine?
No doubt, bro. Good. What you got? What you got?
I have a question here. So what's the deal breaker in a relationship?
What's the deal breaker? You know what? Honestly, I think there's a couple of deal breakers. Of course, cheating for some individuals is a deal breaker. Bad sex can be a deal breaker. I say that too because you know how you hear a lot of people say, "Well, I'm not gonna have sex until I get married." Okay, here's the problem with that. Okay, because what happens is that you're not having sex. You're with this individual. You don't want to have sex with them until you get married. Now, guess what? You marry this person, and you finally have sex with them, and the sex is horrible. The sex is not good. So
let me touch that for a second. Let me touch that.
Go ahead.
For a second. All right. Now, I totally agree to a certain extent because, you know, how it's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be two virgins getting together. So we don't really know. So we can the person that's not the virgin or the person that are basically if you're dealing with two people that haven't had experience, period, y'all both learning. So it's supposed to be designed.
That's not gonna matter. I agree with you.
Right. But go ahead.
I agree with you, bro. Yeah, no, I agree with you. If it's two versions, then absolutely it's going to work out. It's right. going to work out because neither one of them have experience on what's going on. But if one is experienced and the other one isn't, then that's going to be a problem. Or even if it's two people that are experienced who say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm not doing this until I get married, that's going to be a problem. You know, if the person, for the inexperienced people, I mean, the people that have experience, that's going to be an issue. That's going to be a problem.
Right.
You know, because if they get with that individual and then there's no chemistry, there's no sexual chemistry, then it's going to be a problem. You know, and eventually, you know, the couple's going to end up breaking up.
Exactly.
Even like I said with marriages, you know, a lot of times that's a deal breaker for marriages, man, when for some reason, and I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. You know what? I'm going to save it. I'm going to pose that for my next question. I want to see what you think about that. But what you think about the deal breakers, bro?
Deal breakers, I believe, is situational, depending on the couple at hand. Definitely communication. If I can't hold a conversation with you without being pissed off or just even hold a thought around you, if I can't stand to be around you, that definitely could be a deal breaker for me. If we're I guess the intimate realms would definitely be a case. Now, if you're dealing with a more serious relationship, if you're dealing with a marriage per se, I think it'll be a harder deal breaker for me, if any, because I'm not one to agree with divorce. I think all problems could be resolved. I got into that situation for a reason. I don't know if a deal breaker could play it here and there. You got to meet eye to eye. You got to meet eye to eye. If you're not meeting eye to eye, period, on any type of realm, emotional, mental, just any state of mind, if you're not clicking, it's a deal breaker. And opposites do attract, so it's not, you know, you're going to have some differences. But if you know you're not clicking in some areas, that's just a deal breaker. And
no, that's real. That's real, Elio. I agree. My last question, bro, is I think this is the question that's been plaguing marriages for decades, man. And to this day, I still don't understand it. But I just don't understand why is it when couples get married? Why is it when, and I hate to point genders, I don't like to do that, but in this situation, I'm going to have to. Why is it when couples get married, why is it that when, at that point, women decide that they want to stop having constant sex with their husbands? Especially if you have the type of husband, especially let's say, you know, and I think in those situations, those husbands that get really angry about that, and ladies, understand why the husbands and why the men are getting angry. If my wife is gorgeous, if my wife is beautiful and I find her sexy and very attractive and I'm highly attracted to her, if I'm highly attracted to my wife, okay, and she likes to walk around with no clothes on or half clothes on, you know, she's just always, you know, getting nude in front of me and just stuff like that, and she, you know, just turning me on all the time. But we're lacking on the sexual tip, and she's not giving me the sexual affection that I need. Yeah, I'm gonna be pissed off. That's almost like having a hungry, chubby individual sitting in a chair, looking at a see-through refrigerator that got a chain and a lock on it that's got a whole bunch of food in it, and they can't get you.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's almost like you're teasing that man. You're teasing him.
Right.
This man is highly attracted to you, and wants you constantly, but then you're not giving them. So, yeah, ladies, men going to get pissed off. They're going to get pissed. And some women don't be understand why the husband be getting so pissed. Yeah, that's why. I mean, if he wasn't attracted to you, if the man wasn't attracted to you at all, he's not going to give a damn about it. But, ladies, ask yourself, why would you want a husband, you know, it should be more of a problem when he stops being attracted to you. When
right.
he stops wanting you and not giving him affection is going to lead to that. It's going to lead to that. I don't know, bro, what you think?
I take it to the cat dog type thing. It's a chase. You know, you grow up to the understanding of the guy's supposed to be the aggressor and the woman's supposed to, you know, prep herself up, you know, look good. You can even take it as far as media is concerned. You know, they say that she's supposed to look a certain way, dress a certain way, have this, have that in order to get a guy. Now, you know, once they embellish that feel, they become that sex symbol, that thing that your husband craves. And once they become that person, once they are that person, they already got it. So that mission is accomplished. So they become comfortable with what they have, and it may not be the biggest thing to do anymore. They may not do the things that got you to that point, that made you love her, that made you be infatuated with her, that made you, you know, fall in lust with her. She got what she came for. She's home now. She's comfortable. And from what I've heard, that's basically what it is. It's them being comfortable. They don't have to do their hair all the time. They got you, you know.
But you know what, bro. And even in that aspect too, and I agree. I think that's what happens. They end up getting comfortable. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful with how comfortable you get, because, like I said before, you know, if that man is highly attracted to you, you know, he gonna want you on the daily. You know, he's gonna want you constantly. Nobody's saying that you gotta make love to him every day. Nobody's saying you gotta do that. But what we're saying is that if you got a man that's you know, if your husband's very attracted to you, he gonna want it. You know, let's not get it twisted. He's gonna want it, and that's the husband that you want. You want the husband that wants you. You don't want the husband that you putting on the lingerie and doing the sexy stuff, and he just like, and you like, baby, what you think about this? He like, and he just reading that, looking at a book or a magazine or something, chilling, watching TV. Baby, what you think about this? Yeah, that's cool. You should wear that to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't even paying attention. You know, that's the dude. That's the husband you don't want. You don't want to get him to that point. So if he's hungry for you, keep him hungry. Keep him hungry.
Right. Keep him chasing. You know what I'm saying? That cat, dog, keep him chasing.
Exactly. Keep him hungry. Ladies and gentlemen, Real Men Talking, D-Slate, LEO, we're getting it in like that. I got a couple of hits we're going to play for you real quick. When we come back, LEO and myself is going to touch on the whole 2012 end of the world issue. We're going to touch on that real quick. 16 minutes into the before the end of the show tonight. Yeah, we got a couple hits. When we come back, we're going to discuss it real quick and our takes on the whole 2012 thing. I'm going to drop a little knowledge on y'all real quick on this whole situation. A couple of hits for you guys real quick. No doubt we getting it in tonight. It's my man Twista with his new joint, Ain't Too Young, right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's go.
But now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. 'Cause I ain't too young now, now. Now.
attention, but I'm hearing that you used to get goosebumps if I'm around and when my name is mentioned. For your age, you was never immature though, always into older boys. Mama told you to come up in the house, cause you acting too fast and you don't know them boys. When you was of age, you was able to come out. You said you wanna feel passion with me. I told you that you were cutie, but when I look at your booty, you ain't even got ass and titties. But you were still determined to get me. Sick of me looking at you like you were relevant. And even though you thought you was old enough, I knew your mind and your body was still developing. But now it's up in a couple of years. Time flew, your mind grew, and your behind grew. Ain't no question about if you a woman now. Take a look at them legs, I want you in the bed. So when I ask her, do she think she ready? This is what she said.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now baby I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now.
I said, damn, that's cute. So I'm 5 years later, so thick and sophisticated. And I was like, damn, that's you. Could've got you in a Chevy. I knew you wasn't ready, even though you was of age. I didn't rush you. If I knew the little girl on the block would've turned into what I was looking at now, I would've cuffed you.
Uh-oh.
All swagged out, hair done with your Louis Vuitton's on. Trip up how you looking now that you done got grown. Didn't want you, now I'm wishing you was my own. Whole nother story when you got them heels out. Looking at your figure and the way you feel down. Because at first I wouldn't give her the time of day. Now I'm all in the face to see what she about. Where does she like to go? What she like to do? Where is she a freak or how she like that? Is she a bust down? It's a given brain to run the trains are really on the right track. If I hollered at you when you was 19 or 20, you would've been strong. Cause you was too young. Now she's so fly. I ask and I hit it. That's what she saw.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now baby I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The Tuesday spot right here on the D-Hour show. D. Slade and Elio getting it in. You heard Twista with Ain't Too Young and my man, Nat King Cole, with the Christmas song. You are
Oh, man, boy. That took me back. Yeah, rest in peace.
That's
to
it. That's my dude, man. That's probably my favorite. That's probably my all-time favorite Christmas song, man. Definitely. You know, my man Nat King Cole gets it in for real. May he rest in peace. Absolutely. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, real men talking. I want to finish up this conversation. We had 9 minutes. Into the 9 minutes before the show goes off air tonight. 2012. A lot of individuals seem to think that December 2012 is going to be it for everybody. There will be no 2013 because of the whole Mayan calendar thing, and a lot of individuals thought that it was saying that with the whole Mayan calendar deal. When they were creating the calendar, that because they couldn't go past 2012, because they couldn't calculate past that, that it was the end of the world. And then scientists recently came up with the conclusion or the theory that it could have just been the fact that they couldn't calculate past 2012. So they just assume it was going to be the end of the world. But that doesn't necessarily have to be true. And my take on it is, first of all, all the Christians out there and very religious individuals should know by reading their word, they should know that it promptly states that no one is going to know when the end of the world is coming. Okay, mm-hmm. You're not going to get no date and everybody's going to know about it. It just don't go down like that. It doesn't go down like that. People thought it was going to be the year 2000, Y2K, and it didn't go down then. So you're not going to know when it's going to happen. You know, let's just be safe and secure into knowing that, trust me, people, you're not going to get the date. So you're not going to know when it's going to happen. Enjoy your lives. Enjoy the holidays. And get ready for 2013. Elio?
Yes. My take is going around the same rounds of what you stated. No man on earth can determine the last day of the world or the last month, which is defined by you saying the Mayans created this calendar and they could not go past 2012. But they does not have the last decision. They don't have the last say. They didn't know, maybe they weren't competent enough to calculate past that date, which they stated, and they just didn't know at that time. It wasn't time for all that. Just as technology progresses and advances, we never knew that a man could reach the moon. We thought the earth wasn't round, and if we go to walk to the edge, we'll fall off. But over time, we discovered that it wasn't. There was such thing called gravity.
But you know what, bro? You know what, Elio? I gotta give, ladies and gentlemen, trust me, I'll definitely give supreme props to the Mayans for coming up with the calendar all the way from their time to all the way to 2012. Oh, yeah. I give you props to the utmost for even coming up with that. Now, all we're doing is with the technology and with the knowledge that we have, we're just going past that. But I give you guys props,
mm-hmm.
and any relatives and any people related to Mayan ancestry, I give your family props and your ancient family props for coming up with such an intricate calendar from all the way from that time until then. Much props goes out to you, absolutely.
Definitely,
you know,
Just off the whole religion note, if you are religious in any realms and you know God has the last say, just be mindful of the things you choose to embrace and the decisions you make, because you don't know when the last day on earth is. It could be the next blink of an eye. We all don't know. So I'm not going to frighten myself. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm not going to frighten myself. I'm going to just have faith.
That's real, absolutely. And that's the key word, ladies and gentlemen, faith. Enjoy your holidays and get ready for 2013. It's time for us to go ahead and wrap it up. Definitely thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Tuesday Spot, hanging out with us tonight. Another wonderful show. And the brothers, we're going to be bringing it to you guys hardcore next week. For the Tuesday Spot, we're going to definitely have some special guests on the show, and we're getting it in next week, so definitely get ready for it. More Christmas music we're going to be playing throughout the month, so be ready for that. And just keep tuning into the D-Hour Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. Definitely make sure you tune into Celebrity Thursday. This Thursday, we got some special guests that's going to be on, so get ready for that. Leo, you got anything coming up in the coming week?
Oh, yes, I do. This Friday, I will be taking a little road trip to New York to record this new project entitled Cold Nights, well, Cold Hearts and Late Nights, Androids in a Cypher. It's going to be a phenomenal project that will be posted. And just talking in the holiday rounds, you definitely took me back. The door is open, and I want to, you know, give a shout-out to all of my family, my daughter's mother, and just thinking about that case with the whole story about the suicide and everything like that. Definitely shouts out to them. Shouts out to the people that are giving me these questions, and keep them coming. They're great questions, and they're definitely a good contribution to our show. So continue to do that. That shout out to Nate Mitchell for today. Alex and Bess for the prior weeks. Kelly from my job, just everybody that's showing us support, man. We definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. I agree with Leo. Thank you guys so much for the questions. And keep the questions coming, guys. If you have any questions for us, for Real Men Talking, that you guys like us to discuss and talk about, definitely, you know, you can shoot it to myself or Leo or CK, Christopher Kaiser. You can send it to us on Facebook, or you can shoot it to us on our email, thehourshow@gmail.com, thehourshow@gmail.com. You can send the questions to us there, and we'll be more than happy to discuss it on Real Men Talking on the Tuesday Spot. You can also, when you're listening live on the shows on Tuesday, you can go in, you can log into the chat room and post your question in there as well. You can definitely do that, and we will definitely, it will be our pleasure to discuss your question and just drop a little knowledge for those individuals. It's always good to get different takes on things that you have questions about. Sometimes you may get a better understanding of what you're wondering about. So definitely, again, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight on the Tuesday Spot. Tune into Celebrity Thursday this Thursday. It's Steve Slayton, Leo, wishing you guys a wonderful Tuesday and a wonderful holiday. And please be blessed and stay safe.
Definitely. Live every day optimistic.
No doubt.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the G-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station showing love to underground artists. Yeah.